Everybody knew what we had to do, make plays, and we did that.
If you lose this game, did you think about the oblivion? I mean, it was kind of oblivion.
I told a couple guys before that kick, we just played too well to lose this game. It would have been devastating to play like we did and to let it slip away at the end. But we didn't. So it's a great feeling. And we worked really hard the last couple weeks, and it's a great feeling to get a win.
Your kicker, you got to love having that guy in this
locker. You may have talked about this, but obviously this one, how big was it?
It's huge, after losing three in a row. It was pretty much a must win this early in the season against a great team, really good team. And we made a lot of plays, and we put up seven when we needed to, and I think that was a key for us.
About time, huh?
Yeah, it was. We've been doing so well offensively, and we haven't been getting touchdowns, so it was really nice to score seven.
You feel like this was the most complete game you think you guys have put together this year?
Oh, without a doubt. But we could have done better. There's no doubt about that. So we'll get back to work on the things that we could have done better. We could have scored some more points and finished off some drives a little bit better there in the second half. But it was a good win.
How much is it helping you guys are getting contributions from guys like Brian and Glenn, from whom not much was expected going into the year?
It's huge, and that's what you got to have in the NFL. Guys are going to get hurt. Other guys have to step up and make plays, and we have confidence in those guys. If I get tired, I don't hesitate to come out because I got confidence in those guys that they're going to come in and make plays.
Did the bye week really help as far as kind of getting back to basics and getting crisp? Let's look at the offense really just came out.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it did. As much as I really didn't want to buy then, after that San Diego game, I think it did help us kind of refocus and work on the little things that we haven't been doing well and correct them.
Brandon, you played with some good kickers like last year.
Yeah.
How great is it to have Eli? I mean, he's been huge this year.
Oh, it's a great luxury to have. Anytime that you feel confident with just running the ball right there and letting him kick a 47, 49-yarder to win the game, that's a huge asset to have.
Did you feel like maybe they should have gone one more? Maybe you guys should have gone one more play to get 10 more yards, or you think, okay, we're good with Jason.
I haven't been around enough, but I've seen Jason kick, so I think we're pretty confident in him right there. You don't want to risk too much in that situation, getting a sack, getting a big loss, getting a turnover, things like that. So I think the smart play was to run it and let Jason win the game for you.
Brandon, you guys turned the ball over early in the third quarter. Steelers scored, get it within a touchdown. You guys were able to drive line through the field, tag out of the lead. How big was that drive?
That was a huge drive right there because they had the momentum going. We had a pretty good drive going. We turned the ball over, and they go ahead and put seven on the board. And they had the momentum right there, and then we kind of took it back from them. So that was a big drive for us.
Can you talk about Jay's composure down the stretch, especially in the fourth quarter?
Jay's the same guy as he is in the first quarter and the fourth quarter. I've never seen him rattled, and I don't think he can get rattled. And that's great to have back there in a young quarterback.